Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Look at
Guess
this guy.
Who just walked
Look
in.
At this. What a surprise.
Chef de cuisine at Cafe D'Antangelo. You might know him better as Don Orsillo, play-by-play television voice of the San Diego Padres. Looking great.
You look Thanks. Fantastic. Come on.
Relaxed from the fishing trips. You just look healthy.
It was a great offseason. It really was. Really good, but it's over. It's go time now.
It is go time.
I've been in training for a couple of weeks to get ready for HD.
How do you train? Do you get someone to insult you a little bit like Mud will do?
Just exactly. How about this?
Used to it? Well,
baseball on the knee? Yeah?
Yeah, that's exactly how I get ready. We really do not. I saw you. I listened to you guys talk to Mud last week. Yeah, we don't talk during the off season. We're really not friends.
That makes sense.
In fact, I particularly
we should do
don't.
That too.
Yeah, we should.
I particularly don't care for him.
Yeah, yeah. But the chemistry on air is just fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
Can't be denied.
Yeah, no, but no. Getting ready for it is always fun, and usually my regimen is a walk an hour a day on the beach, usually, which I love doing, to get ready for HD. And now we're in HD every day.
So we talk about it a lot, Don. How really blessed we are here in San Diego to have. You know, just some of the best voices, the best guys.
The number one team. They were voted the number one team.
But listen, you know, you always fear that, man, somebody's going to come in here and they're going to snatch this guy up. They're going to pluck him out of here. They're going to put him on a bit. But then I see you on your social media. You're fishing. You're cooking. I'm like, this guy's not going anywhere. They got you.
Dude.
San Diego gets you. And here's what happens. Don, you go in, you're like, hey, listen, we're having a great, we're obviously doing really well. I want more money. They're like, well, you can go somewhere else. Go to Cleveland. You're like, never mind. I'll stay. They got you. They got you right by the stones in this town. I'm telling you, man.
I love it here. I love it.
From the minute I got here 10 years ago, I landed here. I was like, this is where I will die. I don't want to go do radio in Wichita or Cleveland or anywhere like that. No offense to any of those places, but this is home. And every time I see your social, I'm like, we got him. San Diego's got him now.
I love it here. I really do. Yeah. My family loves it here. It was just so comfortable to come here, and the fans have been so great. So thankful for the Friar faithful for everything they've done for me since I've been here. And, you know, my relationship with Mudd was just kind of fit. You know, when we got here, it was just like I'd known him my whole life. And
did you know him at all before?
A little bit. Interleague. I've been here a few times over the years. The first time I actually met him was probably 2003, I believe, at Qualcomm when we came in there. And then we were here in 07 at Petco. It was the first time I did games there. And they came to Fenway a few times. So, yeah, we did a little bit, as much as you can for somebody you play every, you know, 3 years.
Yeah, but when you met him, you probably weren't thinking, oh, this is the guy that I'm going to have this really good rapport. It's much like Ben and I. Ben and I followed each other for Twitter for 10 years.
Yeah.
Never met him, never talked to him. And then, you know, next thing
you know. We really think the rapport will be coming soon.
You think it's going to any day now?
Any day now.
Waiting
for that report to hit. It's going to happen.
It's
going to
mesh. No, I remember the first time I ever saw him was at Fenway Park, and he was walking down the hall, and I was with my partner, my former partner in Boston, and it was July 4th weekend, and he had this get up. You know, it was like this whole, you know, sparklers, the whole thing, you know. And he's walking towards me. I'm like, look at this clown. Who is this clown? You know, and never imagining that years later we'd be partners and friends. So,
amazing.
Talking to Don Orsillo, Padres television broadcaster. Speaking of clowns, yesterday, I'm not talking about mine. Yesterday was your guys' first TV broadcast.
True.
We were working at the same time doing the radio broadcast with Jesse. We both had to deal with one element of the game yesterday. That was the heckler. spring training heckler.
How about him?
That was, how did you guys handle that?
I think our sound guys, for the most part, were able to keep him out.
I think ours were not.
I saw you. Yeah. You went to a tight shot of him at some point.
Yeah,
so
well, we had to.
Him.
I mean, there was no mess. I mean, that was aggressive.
Paul went and interviewed him. And
oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
He was
great.
Three sheets to the win? He was like five sheets to
the win. Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured there were a few cocktails involved there because he was pretty aggressive for hecklers, especially spring training.
Spring training.
Usually it's a pretty laid-back atmosphere.
It was very quiet. There was one guy. Come on, 79. 79. I'm like, oh, my God. And, okay, so it's our first time in the booth together. Yep. My first time ever doing color. And I couldn't stop laughing because I would want to say something, and then he would – 87, you're done. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to throw me off my game. I really was affected by it. Yeah. I'm blaming him for my bad performance.
Well, having worked in New York and Philly and some of the other places where, it's for real and it's all the time, you're kind of used to that. But the thing yesterday was the rest of the crowd was really spring training
silent,
quiet,
Monday,
like golf-like.
Yeah,
it was
so
Tuesday.
That's why he stood out so much. But, yeah, we worked our way around it a little bit. But some of it was pretty funny.
It was. Yeah, he was great. Great interview for Paul and played this morning at 6 o'clock.
How do you manage? So spring training, one of the toughest things, and I had Dave Marcus. He was pretty good. Yelling out those changes as they happen to keep up with who's actually in the game. That can be the most challenging part of broadcasting a spring game.
There's no question. It's the hardest thing. It's not like any regular season game you'll do. There are sometimes very few changes, if any, during regular season games, especially in the American League where you have the DH. So spring training is a different animal. The one thing that's really good for us, though, is that we get to see guys that we may see – 2 years from now and get a feel for what this organization is, and it's bright. The future is really bright, and that's really exciting. But that's what spring training is really for us, is to be able to see those guys. You may not see them this year, but they're 2 years down the road, and you remember what you saw in the seventh, eighth inning of a spring training game here. But for you guys doing your first game, it's especially yesterday, it was like 3:20 or whatever.
Yeah,
so not only was it a spring training crazy, but it was long. So.
I will remember Schlitter. For the rest of my life. Schlitter's splitter.
Yeah.
The slider from Schlitter.
Exactly.
And I told Ben, I go, you need to be careful. And he's been known to mix words. I said, just be careful.
You could be real close
with Schlitter's splitter.
Yeah.
All right.
You get fired fast.
100%.
First day on the job.
Bad things can happen.
Need to be well trained.
Yeah.
I love following your social media for your food.
You don't get
posts.
Much. You get food.
That's what I want.
What fish I catch.
I want food. I want as much food
dudes
as
I meet,
possible.
You know, that's about it.
Yeah. What is your cooking background?
I don't really have any other than it's a hobby.
Okay.
I mean, for real. I mean, my dad cooked when I was a kid, and I kind of grew up, learning to cook, and I enjoyed it. It relaxes me. It's one of my hobbies. Everything that's on my Twitter is what I do. I'm a pretty boring dude. I fish in the bay. I cook at night, and then baseball. That's my world right there.
Played a little second base, me and Don up the Don up the middle at fantasy camp. That was an experience.
It was fun. I was sore for about 2 weeks after that, by the way.
It was so great that you showed up. It's a really
it was awesome.
It's so much fun.
I had fun. I want to go the whole week next year.
It's really a blast.
I really do.
I really hope
now
to
you
go
guys
back.
Are back on TV today. Not in a radio game, but we got a television game against the Cleveland Indians.
Back to back.
Kind of interesting. Framil Reyes, I saw the Indians came out with their lineup. Going to be batting cleanup.
Awesome. That's
against
great.
The Padres today. So another reunion, as it were.
Yeah, he was great to be around. He really was. He brought a lot of personality, I thought, to the club last year. The whole singing thing and guys were rallying around him. It was a trade that they felt worked. We'll find out. We'll see. Watching Trammell yesterday was great.
Yeah.
But Framil was really a good person and fun to be around. And he was larger than life kind of personality. He reminded me of my past place and a little bit of David Ortiz.
I was going to ask you, Don, we're talking to the great Don Orsillo here on Ben and Woods. Wanted to ask you about the Red Sox. You can't call games for a team and win World Series, calling all that and not still have a great affinity for them. To see what's happened, with Mookie Betts leaving that organization, that had to be a shocker for you even.
Yeah, it was. I thought for sure of the different franchises that can afford to keep a homegrown talent, they're in that, top 5%.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised. But in talking with him when they came in August last year, I mean, he was on my last team there.
Yeah.
It sounded very much like he was headed to free agency no matter what.
Regardless.
Yeah. It was something I think it was in his head. They knew that, and they felt they had to get something, you know, instead
of
nothing.
You have to.
So
right?
That's why that went down. But, I mean, I was there for three championships. I have three rings, which is
crazy.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
You don't wear them, I noticed.
I don't.
I wonder if Mud would if he had one.
Oh, are you kidding me?
100% he would.
Oh, my goodness. He's got his high school ring on, you know? And he's throwing a hundo, you know? So, but no, I enjoyed it there very much. But this, to me, has been an amazing move. I love it here so much.
Well, we hope you win three more.
I hope so. I want an SD on my next one, for sure.
Just one more question, because you brought up the Red Sox. They've obviously also been touched by the sign-stealing scandal and investigation and a new manager kind of moving on from that. How are you going to handle it during the broadcast? I mean, you know, that's an issue in baseball this year that is – it's a delicate one. We still don't know everything maybe that's kind of come out, but it's undoubtedly part of this 2020 season.
Oh, no question. And moving forward, what's it going to be like? What's it going to look like? What kind of video are everybody going to have access to, you know, in those video rooms? And it's a game changer, man. I mean, this whole thing is now very different. And, you know, the Red Sox one will be very interesting. Of course, Alex Cora being the common denominator in both situations. And yesterday, I guess, MLB said that they're going to push it out a little bit further here.
Another couple
of
weeks, maybe.
Yeah, sounds like it's going deeper.
It was interesting. We love Jeff Blum. We've had him on our show 100 times. We haven't had him on since. He's a really good dude. But they did their first broadcast yesterday. They didn't mention it.
Yeah.
They mentioned that
there was.
Yeah, of course. We did. I was itching. I was like, so, Jesse, let's. But, you know, and that's. I don't know if you can do that. Like, you kind of have to wear it a little bit. It's the elephant.
Big elephant.
They haven't done a real good job of wearing it.
They really
in my opinion.
They really
Whether it be the players, whether it be the owner, whether it be.
So they danced around it a little bit on the broadcast and said, well, there was a situation, but they're happy to be out here playing baseball again.
Nothing to see here.
Oh, yeah, nothing to see here. I'm like, oh, man. So, another something to watch for with broadcasters.
So I did the 18 ALDS for TBS.
Yeah.
And I was in there with Dennis Eckersley, and we did Cleveland, who we play today, against Houston. There were banging going on there, and I never heard it. We never heard it. I went back. Trevor Bauer posted some stuff from his outing where he got lit, and I'm talking all over it. But then if you stop, I'm like, oh, my goodness, how did I not hear that? You know, I mean, and it was constant. It was all the time. So I missed it. I was there doing the series. I didn't hear it, so I don't know.
Well, Don, let me just say, I tremendously enjoy speaking to you.
Thank you.
We often ask Paul, let's get Don on, and our schedules never really line up because we're on.
Well, you guys are on the morning, which is a little tough for Don.
Yeah, so
don't let us get in the way of your fishing.
Try not to be a stranger. Maybe when you guys are on
5:45,
you're on
an kidding
East Coast
me?
Piece of cake. Hey, East Coast trip. You're 3 hours ahead.
Okay,
we'll put you at the end of the show. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
is that good?
That's doable.
We have to be able to get you on at least
fishing in the East River or anything.
No. I don't take my fishing on the road.
This
not
season.
A road show.
We got to make sure we get you on again, Don.
I would love
we
to
enjoy
do
it too much. Thank you.
You guys
so much.
Are awesome. I enjoy listening
Thank
to you guys.
Man.
Don Orsillo appearing with us. All guests appear on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
You know what I call that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.